Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. Alec Wilder called Jerome Kern the first great native master of American popular song. And it's true, Kern was the elder statesman of song, the first of the group who can call themselves the creators of the Great American Songbook. This hour will feature Kern's artfully crafted songs, like All the Things You Are, The Way You Look Tonight, and Smoke Gets in Your Eyes, as performed by Ella Fitzgerald, Tony Bennett, Fred Astaire, and more. It's the Jerome Kern Songbook, coming up next on Afterglow.
Time and again I've longed for adventure, something to make my heart beat the faster. What did I long for? I never really knew. Finding your love, I found my adventure. Touching your hand, my heart beats the faster. All that I want in all of this world is you. When all the things
Sylvia McNair and pianist Andre Previn with the Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein song All the Things You Are. That's from the 1939 musical Very Warm for May, Kern's last Broadway show and one of his biggest flops. The tune, however, was an undeniable hit, and it became a hugely popular vehicle for countless jazz musicians. Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. On this show, we're flipping through the songbook of Jerome Kern, one of the oldest of the group of composers and lyricists who could call themselves the creators of the Great American Songbook. Jerome Kern was born in New York City in 1885, years before his fellow songwriters like George Gershwin, Cole Porter, or Harold Arlen. When Kern's career began as a songwriter in the very early 20th century, the musical landscape in New York was much different than it was even 20 years later. In fact, as a theater composer at that time, Kern could find much more success writing for the London stage, and he spent much of that first decade bouncing between New York and London. The stage shows in those early West End and Broadway days were mostly musical revues, where different songwriters would contribute songs to a loosely held plot. However, this began to change with the musicals that Kern wrote with Guy Bolton and P.G. Woodhouse at the Princess Theater in New York. These shows quickly became popular among the New York City elite. Kern wrote over 100 tunes in the first two decades of the 20th century. However, very few of them are remembered today. The only early Kern song that had any traction in the jazz age was a tune he wrote for the Broadway version of the London show called The Girl from Utah in 1914. The song was called They Didn't Believe Me, and it was notable for its 4-4 time signature, which differed from the typical waltz at the time. The song also had an unusual structure. Its chorus started in the middle of a thought. It included a key change, and it showed a certain craft and sophistication that wasn't present in many theater songs at the time. They Didn't Believe Me has been performed by dozens of jazz and pop stars, including Mario Lanza, Dinah Washington, Julie London, and Ernestine Anderson. But here's a recording from 1955 by Johnny Hartman, Jerome Kern and Herbert Reynolds' song, They Didn't Believe Me. On Afterglow.
And when I told them how beautiful you are, they didn't believe me. No, they didn't believe me. Your lips, your eyes, your cheeks, your hair are in a class beyond compare. You're the loveliest girl I've ever seen. Tell them, yes, and I'm certainly gonna tell them that I'm the boy whose bride someday you'll be. They'll never believe me. Never believe me. That from this great big world you've chosen me. They'll never believe me. They'll never believe me. Thank you. that from this great big world you've chosen me.
Look for the silver lining whene'er a cloud appears in the blue. Remember somewhere the sun is shining, and so the right thing to do is make it shine for you, a heart full of joy and gladness. We'll always banish sadness and strife. So always look for the silver lining and try to find the sunny side of life. Heart full of joy and gladness will always banish sadness and strife. So always look for the silver lining and try to find the sunny side of life.
An early song from the pen of Jerome Kern. That was Chet Baker with Look for the Silver Lining, a song written by Kern and Buddy De Silva in 1921. Before that, we heard Jerome Kern's first big hit, the tune They Didn't Believe Me from 1914. That was performed by Johnny Hartman in 1955. By 1925, Kern had already written hundreds of songs for Broadway shows, but his biggest success was yet to come. That year, he worked for the first time with a young lyricist named Oscar Hammerstein II. 2 years later, Kern and Hammerstein would collaborate again on a stage version of the novel Showboat, all about traveling entertainment along the Mississippi River. With its serious storyline and songs that seamlessly blended into the plot, Showboat was different than any other musical at the time. It was also a smashing success. It ran for over 500 performances, sparked many revivals, and revolutionized the musical. It was also rich with memorable tunes, and we'll hear several of them now. First, here's Bing Crosby and the Buddy Cole Trio in 1956, with one of the biggest hits from Showboat and the tune that defined Crosby's career, Old Man River, on Afterglow.
Well, that old man river, that old man river, must know something, but it don't say nothing, 'cause it just keeps rolling, keeps on rolling along. And it don't plant taters, don't plant cotton. Them that plants them is soon forgotten, but that old man river just keeps rolling along. You and me, we sweat and strain, body's aching and it's racked with pain. Tote that barge, lift that bale, get a little drunk, you're gonna land in jail. I gets weary, yes, I'm sick of trying, tired of living and I'm feared of dying, but that old man river keeps rolling along. You and me, we got a sweat and strain, body's aching and cracked with pain. Tote that barge, lift up that bale, get loaded, gonna land in jail. I gets weary, sick of trying, tired of living and I'm feared of dying, but that old man river keeps rolling along.
The why or wherefore I should be the one you care for. You're a lucky boy, I am lucky too. Why do we find joy in things we do? Maybe that's because you love me. Maybe that's why.
Listen, sister, I love my Mr. Man, and I can't tell you why. There
There ain't no reason why I should love that man. It must be something that the angels did plan. The chimney smoking, the roof is leaking in, but he don't seem to care. He can be happy with just a sip of gin.
Three songs from the Kern and Hammerstein musical Showboat. We just heard Ella Fitzgerald from her Jerome Kern songbook album with Can't Help Lovin' That Man. Before that, Helen Carr with Why Do I Love You. And before that, Bing Crosby with the Buddy Cole Trio and Old Man River. Kern and Hammerstein continued to have success together with musicals like Sweet Adeline and Music in the Air. The stock market crash in 29 meant that the musicals never quite reached the heights of Showboat, but they were still filled with memorable songs, like Why Was I Born, Don't Ever Leave Me, I Told Every Little Star, and The Song Is You. Let's hear that last song now, featuring a very young Frank Sinatra. Just as the Kern and Hammerstein song Old Man River helped make Bing Crosby a star, The Song Is You helped make Sinatra a star. Here's Frank Sinatra with the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra in 1942 with The Song Is You on Afterglow.
I hear music when I look at you. A beautiful theme of every dream I ever knew. Down deep my heart, I hear it play, I feel it start, then melt away. I hear music when I touch your hand, a beautiful melody from some enchanted land. Down deep in my heart, I hear it say, is this the day? I alone have heard this lovely strain. I alone have heard this glad refrain. Must it be forever inside of me? Why can't I let it go? Why can't I let you know? Why can't I let you know the song my heart would sing? That beautiful rhapsody of love and youth and spring. The music is sweet, the words are true, the song is you. Why can't I let you know the song my heart would sing? That beautiful rhapsody of love and youth and spring. The music is sweet, the words are true, the song is you.
Frank Sinatra with the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra performing The Song Is You by Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein. One of Kern's other big collaborators in these early years was lyricist Otto Harbach. Kern and Harbach worked together as early as 1925, but their biggest success came in 1933 with the musical Roberta. It was Kern's return to the musical comedy, and it included more memorable tunes, like Yesterday's and the perennial favorite Smoke Gets in Your Eyes. Let's hear each of those songs now, beginning with Billie Holiday with Yesterday's on Afterglow.
Yesterdays, days I knew as happy, sweet, sequestered days, all in days, golden days, days of mad romance and love, then gay youth was mine, then truth was mine, joyous, free, and flaming life, then sooth was mine. Sad am I, glad am I, for today dreaming of. Yesterday's days I knew as happy, sweet, sequestered days. Olden days, golden days, days of mad romance and love. Then gay youth was mine, then truth was mine. Free and flaming life, sooth was mine. Sad am I, glad am I, for today I'm dreaming of yesterday.
Laughing friends deride, tears I cannot hide. So I smile and say, when a lovely flame dies, smoke gets in your eyes. So to think they could doubt my love. And yet today my love has flown away, and I'm without my love. Now laughing friends deride, gets in your eyes.
Two songs by Jerome Kern and Otto Harbach from the musical Roberta. We just heard Dinah Washington with Smoke Gets in Your Eyes, and before that, Billie Holiday with Yesterday's. We'll have more of the Jerome Kern songbook in just a bit. Production support for Afterglow comes from Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, specializing in juices, espressos, and fair trade organic coffee, serving from downtown at Kirkwood and Grant and on the corner of 3rd and Jordan, and the new location, Soma Crosstown, on East 10th Street, online at iHeartSoma.com. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow. Welcome back to Afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla. We've been exploring the songbook of Jerome Kern this hour, and where we left off, we were looking at the Kern and Otto Harbach musical, Roberta. Roberta was later turned into a film in 1935, starring Fred Astaire. In the film version, more Kern songs were added, this time with lyrics by Dorothy Fields, another frequent Kern collaborator. One of these songs was I Won't Dance, which was actually lifted from an earlier Kern musical by Otto Harbach and Oscar Hammerstein. Dorothy Fields punched up the lyrics with a little help from Jimmy McHugh. So Kern, Fields, McHugh, Hammerstein, and Harbach are all credited as co-writers of this tune. Here's Fred Astaire from his album The Astaire Story with I Won't Dance on Afterglow.
I won't dance, don't ask me. I won't dance, don't ask me. I won't dance, madam, with you. My heart won't let my feet do things they should do. Say, you know what? You're lovely. You know what? You're lovely. But oh, what you do to me. I'm like an ocean wave that's bumped on the shore. I feel so absolutely stumped on the floor. When you dance, you're charming and you're gentle, especially when you do the continental. But this feeling isn't purely mental. For heaven rest us, I'm not asbestos. And that's why I won't dance. Why should I? I won't dance. How could I? I won't dance. Merci beaucoup. I know that music leads the way to romance. So if I hold you in my arms, I won't dance. Especially when you do that continental. But this feeling isn't purely mental. For heaven rest us, I'm not asbestos. And that's why I won't dance. Why should I? I won't dance. How could I? I won't dance. Merci beaucoup. I know that music leads the way to romance. So if I hold you in my arms, I won't dance.
Should be like a couple of hot tomatoes.
But you're as cold as yesterday's mashed potatoes. A fine romance you won't wrestle.
A fine romance you won't nestle. I might as well play bridge with my old maid aunts.
A chance.
Ain't this a fine romance?
A fine romance, my good fellow.
You take romance, I'll take jello. We two should be like clams in a dish of chowder.
But we just fit like parts of a sedlitz powder. A fine romance with no clinches.
A fine romance with no pinches. You're just as hard to land as the Ile de France.
I haven't got a chance.
This is a fine romance. In my blue serge pants,
I never get the chance.
This is a fine romance.
Never one adored by local lads. Not that I ever tried to be a saint. I'm the type that they classify as quaint. I'm old-fashioned. I love the moonlight. I love the old-fashioned things. The sound of rain upon a window pane. The starry song that April sings. See you. sighing sighs, holding hands, these my heart understands. I'm old-fashioned, I don't mind it, that's how I wanna be, as long as you agree to stay old-fashioned with me. I'm old-fashioned, but I don't mind it, that's how I wanna be, as long every way, old fashioned. Please stay old fashioned with me.
Dinah Shore with the Jerome Kern and Johnny Mercer song I'm Old Fashioned from the film You Were Never Lovelier. Before that, we heard Mercer himself singing alongside Martha Tilton with the Jerome Kern and Dorothy Field song A Fine Romance. That was from the 1936 film Swing Time. And starting that set, another song that Dorothy Fields had a hand in writing, the tune I Won't Dance. By the late 1930s, Jerome Kern had left New York for Hollywood, where he would turn his attention full-time to the film musical. Many of the tunes that we think of as Jerome Kern standards come from this era, including Dearly Beloved, Pick Yourself Up, All Through the Day, and The Folks Who Live on the Hill. I'll play now two Jerome Kern songs from these film years, and both of these recordings were hits during World War II. First, here's Joe Stafford with the 1944 Jerome Kern and Ira Gershwin song Long Ago and Far Away on Afterglow.
Long ago and far away, I dreamed a dream one day, and now that dream is here beside. But now the clouds have passed, you're here at last. Chills run up and down my spine, Aladdin's lamp is mine, the dream I dreamed was not denied. Denied me just one look, and then I knew that all I long for
companions and faded from view. Lonely men with lonely eyes are seeking her in vain. Her streets are where they were, but there's no sign of her. She has left the same. The last time I saw Paris, her heart was warm and gay. I heard the laughter of her heart in every street cafe. The last time I saw Paris, her trees were dressed for spring, and lovers walked beneath those trees, and birds found songs to sing. I dodged the same old taxi cabs that I had dodged for years. The chorus of their squeaky horns was music to my ears. The last time I saw Paris, her heart was young and gay. No matter how they changed her, I'll remember.
Kate Smith with her 1941 hit song, The Last Time I Saw Paris, written by Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein. That song was written shortly after Paris fell to the Germans in 1940, and it later won an Academy Award for Best Song in 1941, despite not being written exclusively for film. The Academy later changed their rules after this song won. Before that, we heard Joe Stafford in 1944 with Long Ago and Far Away. We'll close off this hour of Jerome Kern songs with Kern's other Academy Award winner, The Way You Look Tonight. From the 1936 musical Swing Time with lyrics by Dorothy Fields, The Way You Look Tonight is the classic Jerome Kern song, expertly crafted with a beautiful rise and fall in the melody, and some harmonic experimentation in the song's bridge. It's also become somewhat of a signature tune for Tony Bennett, since he first recorded it in 1958. Here he is in 2015 with pianist Bill Charlap on their Jerome Kern Songbook album. Tony Bennett with The Way You Look Tonight on Afterglow.
Someday, when I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you and the way you look tonight. Oh, but you're lovely with your smile so warm and your cheeks so soft. There is nothing for me but to love you just the way you look tonight. With each word your tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart, and that laugh that wrinkles your touches my foolish heart. Lovely, never, never change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Just the way you look tonight.
Tony Bennett, with the Jerome Kern and Dorothy Fields Academy Award-winning song, The Way You Look Tonight. And thanks for tuning in to this Jerome Kern edition of Afterglow. Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. Production support for Afterglow comes from Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, specializing in juices, espressos, and fair trade organic coffee, serving from downtown at Kirkwood and Grant and on the corner of 3rd and Jordan, and the new location, Soma Crosstown, on East 10th Street, online at iHeartSoma.com. Playlists for this and other Afterglow programs are available on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla, inviting you to tune in next week for our mix of vocal jazz and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.